Taflamid Dalid Amid Aleph. Amar Bezer, Hot Isker Rabbanan Lekola Amarvin Lehoil Cheruvim Lemokum Shvisas. And that which the Rabbanan obligate all people who are making an Erev to take their Erev to the place where they're going to make their residence is a Gezera. Mishum Yom Tov Achar Shabbos. It's a decree, a Gezera, because of when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday. Because if you wanted to bring it on Shabbos to make the Erev for the next day, you're not allowed to bring it. And you have to bring the Erev already on Erev Shabbos. If we say normally to leave in your house, because of Hoyol, so to, in such a case where Yom Tov is on Sunday, you'd come to rely on that. And you'll go out with and use the Erev that you on the day, time that Yom Tov comes out on Sunday. And there you don't have Hoyol. Close to the place where you're going to make your residence. So outside of four amos, as we said earlier, by a tree, because if it's within four amos, even if it's higher than 10 tefachim, it would be an erev. The niceness of eruvah, because the person who places erev yishtar ba'amos, he has the four amos surrounding him as his place of residence. Lamatim asari eruvah eruv, apakav the eruvah chutz la'abar amosov. Even though his erev is outside of his four amos, mosi shakol, he could take it, but suyi pachus pachus mi'arba amos, and he could bring it to himself if he walks a little bit and keeps stopping less than four amos walking. Because even on Shabbos, that would only be awesome because of a shvus derabanan. Why have to, if Rashi says other places, shvus means derabanan, so why he has to repeat himself over here? I don't know. The main shmosh is still in here, and now, in our case, since it's in the twilight, lo gozer, the rabbanan did not make a gazer. Because if he goes outside of his four amos, he's going to be in the public domain. He's not going to be able to take it from the private domain because he's in the public domain and his heir is in the private domain. And here you can't say it's if the area is filled out because it's outside of his four amos. His residence, he wanted to make it at the top of this tower. It's very high. He put it there above 10 tefachim. The erev is an erev. Afal pi sheinu yachol l'misham. You know, he can't take it from there. Ve'leviyod l'makom shvisas and take it to the place where he is making his residence. The whole mamti l'mishus yachol l'mishus yachol derechav rishus rabim, because he's taking from one private domain to another one through the ear space of a public domain. The kaimelim we paskin b'moishet, if you're handing over in such a case, I feel the ma'alim yud, even if it's above 10 tefachim, you're going to be chayev. Hares, therefore we see yachol. He is able to go down and go and eat in the place where he placed it. The came to Lamaila Masaru, because since it's above 10 tefachim, have you come should be susly. Mamish is as if it's his own resident. Because all above 10 tefachim until the sky is all one domain. Because it has very similar floors in this tower, one above the other. And he puts it in the floor that is below 10 tefachim, the Havi Carmelis, which is the Carmelis, Ein Eruvoi Erev. The Ha Lo Matsin Lemishkele Mehahu Carmelis. He's not able to take it from that Carmelis, so you the Rosh Hamikdal, take it to the top of the tower, Sheshav Yisham, where his residence is. Why? Shem Av Rosh Hashanah. Because of the airspace of the public domain. The Mamti Lay Derech Av Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, he's bringing it to the private domain through the airspace of the public domain. And if he goes down and eats it over there, then Dalfik then he has left the place of his residence. But not in Sudar Uyman Boy Yom Mukoimo Be'inan. And we need that it has to be a meal that is fit for him to use while it's still Erev Shabbos in the place where he's planning on residing. But my Lamatam Yod Eno Erev, why below 10 tefachim is not an Erev? Name a Hoyle Yachal Lintos and Migdal Lashlicha Lamata, since he's able to bend over the tower and tour and face it down. And it's going to be the place of his residence, going to be on the ground now. Rosh Hashanah in the public domain. The shakel lay mekarmelis, and he's going to take it from a karmelis for ocholei and eat it. But mokum shvisasal, the place where he's residing. The halo gazer al shvus, because they didn't make a gazer on the shvus. The hal karchach rabbi. We must be talking about shita, going according to shita's rabbi. The tani rachis, since the first part said. That if he put the Erev on the wall less than 10 tefachim, then it works. And it's even though he's in the public domain and his Erev is in the Carmelis. The Migdal HaMasumar, Tekuv HaMasumar, it's nailed into the wall. You can't bend it over. But Migdal Aruch Harbi Yosim Midal Amos is a lot more than 4 amos. The Chimamti Le Migdal to the tower. Ah, the Havi Roshim Lamatim Yud until the head, the top of it is below 10 tefachim. Nafik Le Roshim Chosadal Amos. But Makom Shehayah Migdal Yosheb Betchilah. Then the top of it's going to leave 4 amos from where it was originally. The Chishakal Le Amti Le Ad Roshim Migdal. I'm going to take it and to the roof of the top of the tower, is going to come out. The low kibidal amos is dining within the original 4 amos. And the scribe and lishvos behind that he had intent to make it his residence. The iko kavsa umis. The kavsa is a chaloin, and misna is a chevel. Kavsa is a window, and the misna is a rope. Im aruba bereshim migdal. There's a skylight in the top of the tower. V'yeish chevel biyado. And he has a rope. The kosher be'eruv is tied to the eruv. I feel the kosher who be karmelus lamata miyud. And even when it's in the karmelus below 10 tefachim, you have the endo etzel derech toichel shel migdal. He can bring it to himself through the hollow cavity of the tower. The hub be karmelus which is a yochel because he's taking it from a karmelus to a private domain. Lishanachmin the shemati ve'ikur. Now actually, he's telling us another pshat which he holds as the main pshat. Neschavim lishvos berosh migdal or berosh shovach. Ahaniach eruvu b'koysel kai. This is going on when he placed the Erev in the wall. The Ketanim were saying, Dahash, Dahavi Ipcho. Erev, it's the opposite. The Ilamayla Miyud, if it's above 10 Tvachim, Hindicha Bukhaisel, you put it into the wall. If above 10 Tvachim, you put it into the wall, then Eruva Erev in the wall, then Erev works. Why Shemigdal? It's a Kaisel, because the tower is next to the wall. But Yachalevio, Etzel, he can bring it and take it from the wall to his tower. Vein Hefsik Minehem Lamatim, Vein Hefsik Lumbinehem, there's no gap in between them. Lamatim Yud, if it's below 10 Tvachim, could go into the Tefach. Tashi'i, it's in the, for example, we're talking about when it's the 9th Tefach. And the rabbi mechassim the law, and the public uses that area to put down their packages. Therefore, if havi rishus the rabbi is a public domain, and the eruv and the eruv does not work. Why the lo matzim meisel and rishus the rabbi rishus the yochid? He's not going to be able to take the eruv from the public domain to the private domain. But my why lema hoyol v'yochal luntos the migdal? We should say hoyol that since he's able to bend over the tower shalmokum shvisa, the place where he was had his residence, levi l'soich rishus the rabbi bring it into the public domain. Then the havi rishus the migdal karmelis, and then the top of the tower will be a karmelis. The rochav dala, which is meino gavoya yud, because it's wide, the 4 tefachim and not 10 tefachim high. Nafkei mechutzel adal amos. If it went outside the dal amos, marchik rishus the migdal min the erev arba amos. He distanced the top of this tower from the erev 4 amos. Below Muslim Mishkan, he's not going to be able to take it. The lasuy of the rishus the migdal and bring it to the top of the tower. But nimsim avir dal amos, rishus the rabbin comes out. He's carrying it 4 amos in the public domain, which is nisudir aisa. Inami nimsim should be sussum erza cheches arba amos amos of harishenis. Or it's going to come out to the place of his residence, is now distancing himself from the original 4 amos that he had, and this is not his place of residence. Masna is a chevel, kavsa is a choloin. Even in this pshat, masna means a rope, and kavsa means a window. Im yesh chalom b'migdal, keneged mokom she'eruv sham. If there is a window in the tower opposite where the place where the Erev is. And he has a small rope in his hands. And he tied the rope to the Erev while it's still day, meaning Erev Shabbos. Even if he's in the public domain below 10 Tvachim. But Rosh Hashani, Yehebe Migdal, and the... When it is in the public domain below 10 Tvachim. But Rosh Hashani, Yehebe Migdal, the other end of the rope will be inside the tower. Yehebe Enu Esli can bring it to himself. Why? Since it was tied and attached to his hand, it's only going to be in the Durabanan to take it. When he brings it from the public domain to the private domain, it's only in the Durabanan. As we say in the last paragraph of this Masechet HaYakor, the person's reading on the top of the Gag, when this Gag is from Yodo, and their Svarim were not printed and bound like ours, but it was like a Megillah or Novi Sefer Torah. We're in a cloth and it would open up and roll down. And so the sefer rolled down from his hand. I feel about Eretz Atzmoi Golol Etzel. If it's land touching the ground itself, he can roll it up to himself. Since it's only the Rabbanan to roll it back up to himself, and this is a Kisvei Kodesh, which is something Kodesh, and you don't leave it there on the ground. And there's no Issa the Rabbanan, which is going to have the design of the hector of Kisei Kodesh. Alma, therefore, you see from that, Hechad, the Gidu B'Yodah, when it's still attached to the sand, because it was holding on to that Sefer, Shuas the Alma, who it's only Nisidur Abundant, but also Elibid the Rebbe, and we're going quite to Rebbe, the Amr, the Gonzar, the Shuas, Bein HaShemashos, that we not make any decrees about a Shuas during the twilight Bein HaShemashos. Daf Lamed Daled, Omid Beis. Hachig Arsin, the Pshita, Rishus, the Yachad, Oil Adar Kiyav, the Chihech, the Sokal El, Hachanami, Nach, the Latachas, Omai Afilo, what's the language of Afilo? Bor Omakasar is Rishus, the Yachadi. A bor, a pit, which is 10 Tvachim deep, is a private domain. But Bor, the Koy, the Carmelos, could go and bick up like a valley, the Hainu Sodos, which is like fields, the Habibor, Rishus Yachud, the Sfasil Carmelis. So the pit is a private domain, and the lip of the pit, the top of the edge of the pit, is going to be a Carmelis. Masis in the Mishnah. Kundis is Palo. It's a peg. Balaz. V'ainu mechubarim, and they're not attached. In the Mesir Sashas Adin, Elot Lushim and Utsum Arts, they're detached and stuck into the ground. The Gemara Parcha Amarta Reisha Rabbi Hiva. You said the Reisha is a Gemara is going to ask you. You said the Reisha is Rabbi. The Amar Logos of Mechubar Benish Vashos. That there's no gzera of when it's attached during the twilight of Benish Vashos. I feel like Vomei Amo Hoil since the Einu Roch of Dalid Lamata Lav Rishus Ayochid Havi. Since it's not four tefachim down at the bottom of it, it's not a private domain. Even though on the top of it, it is four tefachim. The Ha Erev Al Gavi Mokum Dalid Beinu, because we need an Erev to be placed on an area that is 4x4 tvachim wide. Gemara, talish from the otzuhu the havi erev. That's when it is an erev. Avol mechuber if it's attached to havi erev, it's not erev. Mishum dechi boy lemishkalei because when he wants to take it, mishtamish v'ilin, he's using a tree. Gzeir shemir yiktad lefisha hakana rachus. The reed is soft. Who the ikalim gzeir shema yiktad. That's why we have a problem. A reason to make a gzeira that you might come to detach it. Kishakalei when you're taking the erev. Avol ilim but the tree kasha who is hard is hard. It's a hard substance. V'meinah shvashos. And when in the twilight, the Minish Mashos, the fact that you were worried you might climb up and cut off a branch, that's we're not worried about. But in cutting off a reed, it's something which is certainly going to happen. I did Rechicha because it's soft. Victima, it's going to get cut off. And that's not a Durabon. It's an actual full fledged Malach. Because of the Malach of Koitzer. Pumasa is a chayal amelech, was the army of the king. Kayyamokam tochok lethamidim, ne anche chayal. It was very crowded. It wasn't a place for the students because of all the soldiers. Kavushe kivshi ba'agma tzu, go out to kofla akonim zalze, bend over the reeds one on top of each other. Happy a lot of them come in, kisas like cheers, leisha valayin to sit on den. Lo talish v'notz, lo. Almo you see from this, the konim ke'ilin hein. The reeds are like a tree, also shtam shalem, you can't use them. Uzradin shukshu kvarin, they got very hard. How you know they're like a tree? B'chisharinin. And when do we allow it? When they're not hard, but when the reeds are still soft, the havi kiyark then like a vegetable yark. We don't find that any ister derabanan when using a vegetable. Uzradin is atin v'higin armini koytsim. Different types of thorn bushes. Kedin is a boysim, is a spicy shmo kedin. Or barnum is or shariish, which are aravois. So type of reads obviously. Kasha, konim akonim is a contradiction of the different statements between reeds. Pagam is rudo, which is a type of plant. Masisin, the Mishnah. But of the Mafteh, a rubo erev, Gemar Mefarshin, the Gemar will explain. The Gagain, for example, Shamigdol B'Shus Yochad, that the tower is in the private domain, the Havi Be Mafteh, because if you had a key, Lo Havi Be Shum, it still be no prohibition at all. The Huve Rubo B'Shus Yochad, because he and his erev will be in the same private domain, or both in a private domain. Gemara, the might nihi the tevayu b'shus yochid. Even though both of them are in the private domain, came into lo motzi shakal leisus. He can't take it. Have a lay kishne makomus as if it's in two separate places. She levanim shenoch the soyser. It's easy to disassemble. Kudaboy lukmi, and as we're going to establish shortly, by rear delivni, it's the ear of the bricks, which means to do yourself gabizude below titted. The name they are just stacked on top of each other without any cement in between them. The lab steer he then removing it, disassembling it is not the malacha of steer. Ramirez Mesechus Beitza, he sends his comment, his halacha in Mesechus Beitza. V'niftach me'ilov on its own, I feel beyond the vatsum, even on yotav itself. Noitim makom pesach, v'lo mitzar, it's not awesome, Rishon Muxa, because the Muxa of his stomach, Rabbi Shimon, we're going to stam like Rabbi Shimon. Af, poichesu lechad chila, kituk muki lo bavir delivni, the lav siris oilhi. Like we said, that we're talking about these stacked bricks without any cement, because it's not called a stira, destroying an oil. In beir avad hamaftech the key a ruva erev the mishkach lay if he finds a butzi ma'isi lay derech aser segagos the karfifas he can bring it through the courtyards and the roofs and the karfis. So why should call them mishus achasen because they're all considered one domain. Rabbi Shimon like Rabbi Shimon's opinion. V'misada any ruva erev the nami mashkach like if he finds a lo matzil esuyla he can bring it to himself. The gimel machlekes bedaver and there are three opinions over here. The Tanakama according to the Tanakama bein beir bein besada a ruva erev whether it's in the field or in the city, the Erev works. The why the Matzis Asalei? Because you can take it apart. The tower, the box. Rabbi Lezer, the Matzis, and Rabbi Lezer, the Bein Be'ir, Bein Besod, the Eni Ruva Erev. That whether it's in the field, city or the field, the Erev does not work. Why the Mitzah? Lo Matzis Asalei, he's not allowed to take it. a Bart, but let's say the Rebbe Meir doesn't hold the Rebbe Meir. But Asui Nami Lomatzi, he also can't bring it to the key to himself. If he finds it, he have a mashkli. If he would find it, why the less lay the Rebbe Shimon? Because he doesn't hold the Rebbe Shimon's opinion that the gagos krafepas are just achasim, that the roofs and the carpets all the same rishos. Rebbe Lezer the Bryson, Rebbe Lezer the Bryson, some like Rebbe Shimon, he holds like Rebbe Shimon. Inami Rebbe Lezer the Masisin, or an alternative pshat, Rebbe Lezer the Mishnah, lo Ari Leil Basadi, he's only talking about in the field. Umiu Rebbe Lezer the Bryson, that is indeed the pshat of Rebbe Lezer in the Bryson.